You're listening to Strong Runner Chick Radio, where our goal is to educate, empower, and connect female distance runners. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to leave a review on iTunes or any platform of your choosing, or share it with someone who might find this episode helpful. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Welcome to today's episode. Introducing today's guest, Antonella Chispe. She was born and raised in SoCal, Los Angeles. She is the first generation American of Ecuadorian parents and one of four siblings. She has a bachelor's degree in kinesiology, and she's currently working on a second bachelor's in nutrition dietetics to become a future dietitian. What inspired her to pursue nutrition includes her current workplace situation and her running. She works in healthcare dialysis and has realized there's not many Spanish-speaking dietitians who speak to patients and really communicate and hear their stories. So she decided she wanted to make a difference. Running also encouraged her to pursue this profession because she noticed how much of an impact nutrition could have on the sport. When it comes to running, her story starts young. At 14 years of age, she shares that she ran her first marathon, the LA Marathon, inspired by her older brother. She was in pain, but she fell in love with the sport and wanted to continue to challenge herself and get better. Running also saved her in many ways, as she shares. It's inspired her to become a better person, to leave a verbally abusive relationship, and has been a consistent part of her life that she appreciates and is grateful for every day. The best part is she has made great friendships, and they train annually for races together. So, with all this being said, I hope you enjoy this episode with Antonella and encourage you to reach out if you would like to be spotlighted or if you have any guest recommendations. We would absolutely love those. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. Hello, Strong Runner Chicks. Welcome to another episode of SRC Radio. It's Megan on today, and I am joined by Antonella Chispe, also known as Nella Bella on Instagram. And Nella's been following us for a while now. I think we've just associated via Strong Run Chicks Instagram account and, you know, really just enjoyed following her running journey thus far and wanted to have her on the show. So welcome. Happy to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me, Megan.
Thank you, Antonella. And do you have a preferred name? I know you said you're known as Nella in the running community.
Nella is my most common nickname. I think that everyone knows me, but I know my brother's family call me Aunt. But Nella is the well-known nickname there.
Aunt to some and Nella to others, or Antonella, yeah. Well, Nella's joining me, actually. Antonella's joining me from work, where she works as she works in healthcare dialysis and working towards being a dietitian. So we'll have to dive into that here in a bit, but I want to get started and just ask you a little bit about how you first got your start in running.
So yeah, I think it was back when I was 12 years old. I actually went out to see my brother run his first marathon. Maybe his second, you know, I think it was his first marathon for in LA. And I remember seeing him finish the race, the marathon. And I said, hey, like, that looks like fun. I saw him finish with a smile on his face. So me looking up to my brother, I said, hey, like, I want to do this too. Like, it looks like a fun time. So sure enough, I signed up for, I think I just listened to Jocelyn Rivas' podcast with you. So she had mentioned LA Marathon. So I joined Students Run LA as well as she did. And at age 13, and completed my first LA Marathon at 14 years old. So I can say it was the most painful thing I had ever done up to that point, but it was addicting. And I really liked the challenge. There's nothing else like crossing the finish line out there. So it's really exciting. That's kind of how I started that.
That is incredible. I just had to reread what you had sent me. As you said, you ran a marathon at the age of 14. 14 years old. I mean, I think I might have run a half at 14, but people call me crazy for that. I cannot imagine a full marathon at 14. That's just incredible. I just first off applaud you for that. And I know that that can also come with maybe some critique or some like outside judgment of, oh, you're 14, you know, I don't know if you got this, but did you receive any sort of resistance around being so young and running your first marathon?
Yeah, actually from my parents. They're like, you're too young. What are you doing trying to run 26 miles out there? They're like, it's not just 1 mile. You know, you have to be out there for a few hours. And yes, I did complete my first marathon like over 7 hours. I was 14, of course, but yeah. I completed it and they were pretty proud of me. They were pretty amazed that I was able to do that.
That's so, so awesome. I just commend you for that too. I imagine it's hard when your parents don't necessarily approve or those that are close to you aren't always in your camp with things like that, with goals that you have. So very cool. Was there anything about that that maybe like made you really want to do it? Was it defying the odds of being so young and running this marathon? Or was there anything about, you had said your older brother doing this, you know, but just maybe seeing the potential in yourself either before or after the marathon or during that process?
Yeah, I mean, first I started off with like looking up to my brother because I just really enjoy playing any sports. I've been pretty athletic my whole life. So just looking up to him was one of the key like of running the LA marathon. But other than that, once I completed it, it's just like, I know I can do more. It's amazing that I was able to do it and still feel okay. And it's like, did I just do that? Did I just run the streets of LA and I'm okay? Like my legs didn't fall off. But I do think it made me stronger mentally at that age, just knowing that I was able to finish that and that a lot of people do it. Because I did start off with a big group of students and it ended maybe like 25 to 30 students. And in the end, it ended up being maybe 12 to 15 students that completed it at the end. So,
wow. Yeah. So, I mean, that just goes to show how much commitment marathon running takes too, and like training for that distance. Were there any things that helped you along the way or maybe advice you'd give to someone who is really young that's listening, like a teen and wants to do this marathon at some point in the near future?
Yeah, I think just get out there and just do it. Run with no goals. Just do it for fun. So I have a younger brother too, and I'll share this now. He never thought he would be running. He never thought of it. Like, he'd be like, why are you paying for a race out there? And sure enough, one day he said, okay, like, let me go out for a mile run with you. I said, okay, cool. And that mile turned into 3 miles. And then that 3 miles turned into 4, and finally convinced him that, okay, let me sign up for my first 5K. And that first 5K turned into a 10K. And once the pandemic hit, he wanted to run a half marathon. So, but he was scared of the distance. So I kind of helped him coach. I coached him. We did like a 6-week, 8-week plan. Yeah. And we ended up doing our own little half marathon. And he was pretty amazed at what his body was able to do.
That's like, so cool. Yeah.
He never thought he would be able to go the distance. And he did. And he was even talking about doing a marathon already.
Wow. Yeah. Way to get your little brother involved. That makes me want to try again. I tried and attempted with my little brother. He's like, nope, not a runner. But I just love the impact that it can have on others. Like, it sounds that your older brother was able to inspire you. And then now you're bringing your younger brother in as well to the sport. You had said you have 4 siblings and it sounds like, you know, family is a key part of that, I'm assuming, or community in general. And I wanted to ask, like, what is the role of community been as part of your running journey?
So community, it's funny. I was running before running community even existed. So it was actually pretty interesting and neat to see that grow. Because it used to be just me and my brother running the streets in downtown LA. Nobody else is running. It's just us, maybe one other person that we would see normally. But it was interesting to see the running community grow. And it actually helped me because when the running community started growing out there, I specifically started with, I can't even remember, United LA. that was one of the first groups I ran with here in LA. And it was nice because I was at a very low point in my life at then mentally. So it helped me, you know, pass those moments and kind of get out of my shell. I was really shy. I still think I'm really shy. My friends don't think I'm shy, but it really did help me grow into the person that I am today.
So. Oh, that's, I love hearing that. Just the power that running can have in so many ways.
Yeah.
And that source of community. It sounds like from what I'm gathering, I've interviewed quite a few people in the LA area, and it seems that there are quite a few, like no shortage of running groups to be a part of. So always like to ask for those that are listening, you know, in LA, if you have any, it sounds like the LA Marathon is big, but any other groups that, you know, you think are, you must do this, or is there maybe a route in LA that's your favorite?
So I started off running, I like running at Griffith Park, one of my favorite trails. It has roads, so you're kind of able to do a lot in that in Griffith Park. But I started off running with downtown LA group, so mainly downtown LA. Uh-huh. A lot of hills. I did like running in LA, but downtown. But it just got way too busy. A lot of traffic, a lot of people on the streets. So I didn't enjoy it as much anymore. Now I do run with a different group. They're called the Azusa Pacers. So they're more, there's a lot of hilly roads, a lot of flat. So a lot of a little bit of everything, not so congested. So it's good. I've been running with them for the almost past year now. And it's been good. I've made a lot of good relationships there, a lot of friendships that are friends in running and then outside become, you know, really good friends of mine.
Good to hear. Yeah, I love that. I wanted to also ask about just in terms of your running journey as a whole. I mean, I imagine running the LA Marathon at the age of 14 has got to be one of the highlights, but what have been a few others that stand out to you, whether that's, you know, accomplishments you've had, successes, or maybe it's just memories that are your favorite about running?
My favorite memory would be, maybe not my brother's memory, was my goal was always to beat him in time for a marathon. And I think that was one of my favorite moments when I beat him by, I think, like 2 seconds. It was 2 seconds, wow. But I had bragging rights.
Now, were you in a race together at this point, or?
Yeah, so we kind of went off on our own. We started the race together, kind of lost each other throughout the race, and then we ended up catching up to each other, or maybe I ended up catching up to him. I wasn't sure. I don't remember, but I remember that I stepped on the finish line first before him, and hey, you beat me.
So, all the more exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was just a memory that, you know, I share with my sibling that's, you know, forever there.
Yeah.
But also the past 3-4 years, I've been working full time, being in school full time, and still being able to run, I think is a huge highlight that I'm still able to manage to do that.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I find the time. Just this past year, it's been really difficult. I work an hour away from home. I was still going to school full time, but I still managed to train and run 2 marathons.
Wow. So, yeah.
I kind of just amaze myself sometimes. I don't even know where I find the time to do this. But I appreciate my body for being able to do this. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I found when I have more on my plate, like when I was in graduate school and had a job, I just felt like maybe I was more productive, right? And I had a marathon plan. But then if you get off of that, if you don't have as much, sometimes it's like almost more challenging to manage and schedule. Not to at all say, I mean, what you're doing is phenomenal with your scheduling and such, but it can almost be a help, I just think, for anyone out there that's struggling to find that sense of schedule to like actually plan your days out. It sounds like you probably have to do that at this point to be like, hey, I'm getting my run in it. I don't know, are you a morning or evening runner? And kind of plan it out in that way.
Wherever it fits.
Yeah. So just finding that time and building it in. And it sounds like it's been a priority for you too, even among everything else.
Well, it helps my mental state too. And, you know, mental health.
It's
important. Like I try not to lose running, even if it's not as much as I used to do before. Mm-hmm. I used to run 40 to 50 miles a week this past year. I had no choice but to drop it to maybe 20 to 25, which was tough at first because I'm not used to it, but it's good. At least I was still out there getting it done.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I wanted to, that's a perfect segue to ask a little more about your career path and like what you're currently doing, you know, in your work and also what led you down this path.
Yeah. So I'm on the road to be a future dietitian. What inspired me, motivated me was working in healthcare. I work in dialysis and being in this field now for 8 years. I realized there's not a lot of Spanish-speaking dietitians, and as I get to know a lot of my patients now, they have a common denominator when it comes to nutrition, is that they don't have that connection with a dietitian. They never learn because there's that language barrier, and they tell me, like, usually they just get a handout, kind of, here you go, and kind of figure it out yourself, just because there is that language barrier. So I wanted to make a difference if I can be that person to help the Latino community, Spanish speaking community. And yeah, it's also helping my running too. So I want to include it into sports nutrition.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned that's such a key part of our whole, you know, I guess strategy as a runner is like fueling, and sports nutrition comes into play as well. And I think it's important to note, like you had said, that there aren't enough Spanish-speaking dietitians out there, and how I'm curious, like how that could be a barrier to some to not get the help that they need, or I don't know, maybe this is leading down such a path, but I just think that's an important call out there that you had said about the role that you're playing as someone who will be Spanish-speaking.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have so many questions to cover. I want to make sure we get to them all in your interview. I also wanted to ask, like, when it comes to just kind of calling out like inclusivity or the need for maybe more diversity, whether it's in the sport of running or in like in the nutrition space as it pertains to, you know, having more Spanish-speaking dietitians or just more culturally competent care. Are you noticing that, I guess, across the board, like in terms of the running community as well? Do you think that there are any areas that could be improved on?
Yeah, I have definitely seen a change I think it's really simple. I think it's just everyone should have an open mind and be share knowledge. I think a lot of times we get in our own heads and we want to be the best, so to say, and we don't want to share that knowledge. I think we need to step away from that and just be more open and be more welcoming to newcomers. We want more people to, you know, join us, and, you know, if we have the knowledge, why not share it? So I think that's definitely something that I've seen now. I used to jump group to group just to kind of experience different atmospheres, different environment, and definitely something I've seen grown in the past few years.
Yeah. So you've seen like progress, I guess, in the sense of running.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good to hear. And I hear a lot of what?
A lot of growth in that.
A lot of growth in that. Yeah.
More welcoming. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. And it sounds like maybe in the professional space too, there's room for that in terms of like withholding this knowledge or just being more willing to share among others in the space too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wanted to jump back a little bit to, we had kind of talked about like how you first got into the sport of running, but, you know, I don't think we really brought this up anywhere. Have you had any running setbacks or any low points throughout your running career where maybe you've learned a lesson or you've overcome something, and maybe advice to those that are struggling through, whether it's something in life or something in their running career?
Yeah, I think key lesson to learn is being patient. I think now I've been running for 20 years, since I was 13, 14. Definitely have had very severe injuries. And I have to give kudos to Vision for Enrichment. He's a massage therapist, Rich. He's helped me get through two serious injuries where I really thought I wasn't gonna run again. They're very painful injuries. It hurt to walk sometimes, but sure enough, I stuck with him, helped me through maybe 2 to 3 months where I was finally able to run. But just to be patient, take your time. Everyone's different. I know when we meet new people, you get excited. You wanna, you know, be as fast as everybody else. But I think you just need to listen to your body and it'll tell you, and then in time you will get where you want to be.
I love that piece of advice, and be patient. My goodness, that is a hard one. I think just to grasp onto, because as runners overcoming something like an injury, it's like you just want to get back to it, right? It's really hard to be patient.
And with injury, I think when you get injured, it's not the end of the world either. It's just take the time, listen to your body. Nutrition is key when you have an injury. Definitely need to look into it too, and you know, just take it day by day.
Yeah, and I know you're en route to becoming a dietitian. I wanted to ask, are there any maybe learnings that you found, like for yourself personally or just professionally, as it pertains to sports nutrition thus far? Like anything that's been profound for you?
Yeah, so going through my program, I've kind of just implemented everything I've learned into my training, because I think it was a different training back 20 years ago to now. Definitely nutrition is key and everyone knows it now versus before. It wasn't identified. So now that I've been learning more, when to take your gels, your hydration, how much you should have before a race, how much you should have during a race, and then even after, like I think people forget about post race nutrition, and it's also important for you to just recover well, especially hydration. And I know everybody likes their beer after a race, but we need to get in, like, you know, your electrolytes and just hydrate after too.
Yeah, most definitely. Super, super important. Can't forget about it. Yeah. I wanted to ask what your life looks like outside of running. And I imagine it sounds like grad school and or school in general, going to school, working full time. I mean, what does that kind of look like? And maybe anything that you're doing to find joy in it all?
Definitely school and work takes over my life, but also spending with family, my boyfriend. I try every year to take that mental break from everything and just have fun. No running, no school, no work. This past is to take a trip. So this past summer, I actually took a trip with my nephew, my niece, my sister. We did a road trip. We went all the way up to Montana, Yellowstone. We spent 2.5 weeks on the road. So it was really nice just to be out there driving, seeing what others don't see. There's a lot of land out there, a lot of beautiful land that we have here. And I feel like as Americans, we don't really explore our own country sometimes. And it's definitely something that we all need to do at some point.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm glad you were able to get out to Yellowstone and see more land. And I just think the Western U.S. in particular has so much to be explored and so vast in nature. So glad you were able to do that. Yeah. Well, I just have a couple more questions. I wanted to see if there was anything we didn't get to, like any topics you're really passionate about right now and pertaining maybe to running or women's running in general.
Yeah, I think like I just really, you know, I really enjoy running with new people. I think as beginners, I always encourage, because I always have a lot of people ask me, how do you get into running?
And yeah.
I just say you just need to get out there, just like anything else in life. You get out there, you just do your thing. Don't worry, just find the right people to enjoy your time. And you know, it's going to be the best time.
I love it. Yeah. And I've heard the advice to like set the bar so low that you know you can do it. Like run for 5 minutes, run for five, right? And maybe it's run for one, walk for one, for a total of 5 or 10, but just set the bar somewhere in a place you feel you can achieve. And maybe you'll make it 10 or 15 and you'll be like, oh, wow, that's more than I thought I would do. But I think sometimes we set the bar a little too high, whether it's running related or maybe it's like something else in life that we want to, a new habit we want to adopt and how we can make that more achievable. So we're successful.
That's definitely what I do to get motivated. I look for a trail when I need the motivation. I find a trail, kind of just run and walk it, because it's a different world from a road race, road running.
Yeah, so, mixes it up.
I think when you need the motivation, just find a trail and
find a trail. All for it.
The hills, run the downhills, and
there's
so much beauty out there in nature.
There is. Any advice you would give, kind of looking back on your younger self?
Yeah, just to get out there, just not overthink things, and just get out there and do it when you want to do things. I think I held back. I mean, being a little insecure at a younger age too, right? But I think it's just definitely to just get out there and do everything you want to do, and you'll find out.
So much power in that. And then I want to ask what being a strong runner chick means to you.
Believing that you're a badass when you put on those running shoes.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Yes. And you certainly do. I just love that you're active on social media and you're inspiring so many to get involved in the sport of running, whether that's your brother or someone across the world who's following you. I just appreciate it so much. And I'm glad that you were able to join me for the podcast today. Thank you for having me. Yeah. Thanks, Antonella. All right. And any parting words or ways that listeners can connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, if you ever want to chat, I'm on IG. I can say I'm very active in my very busy life too, at Nella Bella Runs. So,
wonderful. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. And thank you, Strong Runner Chicks, for tuning into this episode. Hope you enjoy it. And be sure to follow Nella Bella Runs on Instagram as well.
Thanks for listening to the Strong Runner Chicks Radio. Do us a favor and leave a review in iTunes to help spread awareness and foster the SRC community. Additionally, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Strong Run Chicks.